we will sort of clatter on, and we will start off with the game that is kicking off at 6 o'clock on Tuesday between Sheffield United and West Bromwich Albion. And Mo Stewart, have you ever seen a more sad game of football in the offing than this one?
No, to be honest with you. I think it's a strange situation because both teams will go into it thinking that they've got a chance, but mainly because of how bad the other team have been. But I do think Sheffield United have got, I don't know, maybe it's just in relative terms, but the genesis of some kind of bit of momentum behind them where they can feel like they can go, and they would have been targeting this game for a long time. I suspect both teams would have been. So I hope what we're going to get is two teams who know that there's still plenty of games left after this, so they can go out and give it a go. If this game was happening with six games to go in the season, it would be very much a stalemate. I'd expect it to be 0-0. This time round, I feel like these two teams might just try and attack each other, so we might get a decent game out of it.
Mo's very optimistic there, Chloe, and fair play to him. I'm just sort of looking at it thinking they've got 20 points between them from 21 games so far. My favourite thing is that West Brom have now conceded 50 goals. And if they continue at this rate, West Bromwich Albion, they will surpass the most goals conceded in a 38-game Premier League season. That's Derby County currently with 89. They can get past that. They shouldn't limit their ambitions. With a bit of luck, Sheffield United do them for 9.
I mean, yeah, we've seen that before in the league, and I wouldn't put it past West Brom. You know, over the weekend, they had an appalling first half against Fulham.
They were so bad, weren't they? Did you watch it? They were awful.
I think I turned it off halfway through. I was like, I can't watch that. And they were so bad. And to be fair to Fulham, they played well. They just didn't take the chances. But then in the second half, you've seen West Brom get into it. But at no stage did I think that Fulham were fully out of that game just because of the defensive record. I always had a feeling that, you know, Fulham could always come back into that game, and they did. And they got the draw. And, you know, it's kind of that game was no good for either team. And now you look at West Brom, they play Sheffield, and if they had a draw out of this, they might as well be down.